This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, which is the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. 1 Samuel chapter 8 records the disappointing situation where Israel demanded a king. Verses 1 through 7 tell us this: "And it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes, and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together, and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. I can see where Samuel was displeased with the people's demand. But at the same time, I don't think there was one failure in this situation. I think there were two. The second failure was the people demanding a king, instead of being lorded over directly by God. The first failure is less obvious. It was Samuel. While I am sure God will hold or has held accountable Samuel's sons for their own sin, Samuel may not have fulfilled his familial obligations. Samuel went from year to year in circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. Could it have been he did not teach his sons to walk in the Lord's ways? Of course, it is also possible that a wise parent even has a child who rejects the Lord. The point being that the civil governments can only be as good as the people who comprise the family governments. If the families are rotten, so too will be the civil governments. If the families are righteous, so too will be the civil governments. Right now we have the former, but that is changing as we get closer to civil government school system abolition. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.